This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg, in for Bob Edwards. U.S. Army and Marine units entered central Baghdad today. U.S. forces seized a presidential palace and moved on the Iraqi Information Ministry. In southern Iraq, British troops have consolidated their hold on Basra, where they reportedly have found the body of Saddam Hussein's cousin. He is the man believed to have ordered poison gas attacks on Iraqi Kurds in 1988. He became known as Chemical Ali. NPR's John Burnett is traveling with the Marines southwest of Baghdad. We will be hearing from him shortly about initial reports that U.S. forces have found what are believed to be warheads filled with chemical weapons. But first, NPR's Nick Spicer is at U.S. Central Command headquarters in Doha, Qatar. Hi, Nick. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
What else can you tell us about today's move into Baghdad?
Well, this is the second incursion into the Iraqi capital, and we hear that some 70 tanks and 60 Bradley vehicles took part. They moved on to presidential palaces, several of them, and the Al-Rashid Hotel. I was told that many have now started moving out, but whether or not they choose to stay in certain places is up to local commanders. The individual unit commanders, the military planners here at Central Command, are telling us. In briefing reporters here today, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks explained the purpose of such forays into the Iraqi capital.
It reinforces, again, the reality that we will and will continue to conduct operations at a time and place of our choosing, and that the regime does not have the means of preventing that.
Reports of fighting this morning included sounds of mortar fire, missiles overhead, heavy machine gun fire. We also hear that civilians were hiding in their homes because there was fighting in an area that is partly residential. Overhead, A-10 tank buster aircraft were supporting the movement of the men on the ground. Also in the air, a C-130 transport plane landed at Baghdad airport overnight. This news shows that troops surrounding Baghdad can now be supplied by the air, and the troops are massing at the airport as well as all around the perimeter of the city. General Brooks told us the city is now effectively encircled by U.S. troops, and there are checkpoints on all of the major exit roads, but civilians are being allowed to leave if they want to.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of resistance are these U.S. forces meeting, Nick?
We're hearing about some resistance, some fierce resistance on bridges in particular over the river Tigris. Some of them have been made unusable by the fighting. There are also fighters defending certain ministries with rocket-propelled grenades. Central Command has confirmed two American soldiers killed during the fighting around Baghdad. In fact, General Brooks at one point even qualified the resistance as worthy of respect, but he said, in his words, that it was resistance for a doomed regime.
Mm-hmm. And what about the rest of Iraq? What's happening outside the capital?
The big news outside of the capital appears to be the discovery of the body of Ali Hassan al-Majid in the wreckage of his home in the southern city of Basra, where UK troops are consolidating their hold. It's not yet confirmed here at Central Command by UK officials or by General Brooks that it is this man, but several media reports from the southern city say so, and they're quoting a British commander. Ali Hassan al-Majid was charged with defending one of the four sectors that Iraq is divided into for the defense during this war. He's nicknamed Chemical Ali for allegedly ordering gas attacks on Kurds in 1998. There was a two-aircraft strike on his home as a prelude to a British move into the city of Basra. If this is proven true, the first report of a death of a major figure in Saddam Hussein's power establishment being killed by U.S. or U.K. forces will be considered here at Central Command as a major victory, a major psychological victory, because it is expected to intimidate holdouts, some in Basra and many in Baghdad, of course. It shouldn't perhaps eclipse the major development, which is the presence of British troops inside Basra, mm-hmm. moving towards the center. Yesterday, the Desert Rats and other armored units moved in a pincer movement into the city. They found levels of resistance to be low. They were at first testing, and then they just moved in. I spoke with a British officer here today, and he said there was a good reception from locals, and there has been much wariness among residents because in 1991 they had an uprising and there was no international support, and now they appear to be trusting the British troops.
Thank you very much. NPR's Nick Spicer at U.S. Central Command headquarters in Doha, Qatar.